Okay, it is all recorded and we can get started. The agenda for this meeting was actually planned to be almost everything around the internal model, the service data model. We also planned to provide some insight, some foresight for the ways to model a PNF in our model. And we also have data model freeze, actually, very close, if not already beyond I think it is either very close or we already passed the point when the model was closed. And Victor was wanted to provide some update on the internal model for R3. So we can start in this order. Victor, are you ready to share? Yeah, so just...
Sorry, I joined by my phone. So just to have a quick update is that if any, I think everyone already received the email that I sent. I replied to Anatoly's invitation about the our agenda that I move the R2 data model, R2 plus data model clean version into the R3 discussion page. So as the according to the consensus from the our past days or weeks that we was R3 will still working on the R2 clean version data modeling. So I suggest that because this Thursday is model freeze, so I suggest we could start this for the R3 data model that maybe we can put this data model into the R3 clean version, and if anyone have some bug fix, we can do it after the model freeze. If anyone want to propose some changes that I think we should have more discussion about in these 2 days. So I suggest Anatoly as a resource data model owner that maybe you can call for agreement on the modeling subcommittee call was this. So that's all.
Okay, thank you, Victor. Just one question on the model you copied from the R2 part of the wiki to this R3 part of this wiki. Are there any differences between two editions?
No, no difference.
No difference. So the model you moved to, you copied actually to the R3 part is actually exactly the same as we had onboarded with the BGIN release, right?
Yeah. So that's why I want to ask if anyone want to have some proposal about to update some changes. Suppose that maybe, as we discussed before, that we want to update the R2 plus data model into the latest SO1. So maybe we have some proposal on that. So, but anyway, we can start from this, and this could be the R3 current version, at least.
Is this the onboarding model, or is this the internal model that you're trying to reflect? Because I think this must be the onboarding model. I don't think it has the other classes and stuff.
It's my understanding that it is bus, actually. Okay, if you remember this VFC intended data model, it is actually the same across the board.
Right, but that's just VFC. We can't call it ONAP. Right.
So
just one component.
Right. For release 3, we have, remember the agreement, we had two internal models. One which is this, and then we said we'd kind of update them in a coordinated way. So as these models are updated and features are added, we should make sure that they're added to both models in a common way if possible. And then for Dublin, as soon as we kind of have the stabilized for implementation for Dublin, we start working on the integrated version.
Yeah. So I guess that as long as this model stays the same as for Beijing, we are safe to keep it for Casablanca too.
Any so I think changes? You have to say this is the VFC model, right?
Yes,
and then
yes,
you'd have a section yes, below, which is...
Absolutely. Maybe we can think of a better title for this, but you know...
We should find a way of identifying each of the distinct internal models. Some way of differentiating for this release, and then we work on the integrated one for next release.
Yeah. Okay. That's just one to add a comment that is... It's not seen that the consumer is VFC because actually in R2 we boost the SDC and the ENS, so also can work with this model. So we cannot see that it's just a VFC model. That's right.
Right. Just one more thing to mention. Okay, those of you who just read through these types and understand that the Casablanca use case demands any change in this model. Okay, you are of course welcome to propose these suggestions, but for this change, but just take care of, just keep in mind that we are almost at the model freeze, almost no time to left, and any change that is going to be submitted to this model is at risk to stay not implemented, actually, because any change suggested here should be checked first with Michael Lando, for example, the PTL for the SDC, just and the PTLs of SO, just to make sure that these changes, it is possible to provide the support for them in such a short term. So that's the announcement for the VFC part of the ONAP model, or the name we will find for it. And for another part of this model, I also have an announcement. Last week, submitted to the ONAP wiki a new edition of the SDC AID document that describes the second part of, or the first part of our internal model, which actually addresses ONAP components like controllers, NDI, VID, and so on and so on. And in addition to this, I also took some of, the most critical parts of this document and made wiki pages of them. So I'm sharing on chat the URLs for the AID document, I mean the Word document, and the wiki pages that actually contain exactly the same information. But they are indexable, they are accessible by wiki search. It is easier to navigate to them, and I guess the community will be more involved in some collaborative development of the documentation, provided they are not black boxed on a Word document, but rather opened up as ONAP wiki pages. That's it. And now we are going to the PNF model.
Just before you move to the PNF, Tony, because tomorrow we are going to freeze model freeze time. So I think you will be allowed to lead the model subcommittee to review the release 3 data modeling. So I heard from the previous discussion, and it seems like you are going to propose 2 data models. One is SDC 8 data model. The other one is Victor proposed the release 2 data model for the final approval in the release 3. Is that the purpose for tomorrow?
If you say so, if you give this to this ground or this subcommittee to these topics, then yes. make sense actually. Do tomorrow.
So we're freezing so just to be clear, we're freezing the two internal data models tomorrow on the modeling subcommittee call.
Yes. So the only exception we can make is to allow any last call from tomorrow. So if there are still some last call from tomorrow, we allow it. But besides with last call, we doesn't allow any new proposals.
Right. Bug fixes on that side, they are allowed, of course. They're not freezed. We are going to fix bugs if we come across any, right?
Right. Bug fixes or revised modeling based on input from ONAP components that are actually implementing and developing.
Yeah. Right.
Right. The documentation is still allowed. So Andy mentioned that. I think the others will be bug fixed. That's also allowed. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe one more comment is that that have been from Intel that they found some R2+ bugs or missing tabs that they also have some presentation about that. So if we have time, we can also can review that for the model freeze.
So Alex, are you here?
I am here. What did we find? We found missing types in the R2+ data model.
So, Habib, do you have some detailed information about that?
Yes.
Because you gave me some information before, so I just want to mention here.
Okay, if you have time.
Yeah, maybe you could discuss with Alex first that, about that.
About three type error. First is type error.
There's a lot of noise. Can we mute people so that we.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. We have three type errors. First is maybe it's the website input type error. Second is STC export Tosca model. It cannot pass by NFV Tosca parser. And three is some dates deleted by STC. That's all.
I didn't understand the last piece. What was the last one?
The last one is some data deleted by SDC. For example, use date.
Can you please come again?
We didn't.
All right. So, Anatoly, I think you are going to have at least 20 minutes for model freeze tomorrow. For example, if Intel has three proposals, new types definition, missing types, then probably you can present tomorrow. You can make a last call from tomorrow. That should still be allowed for the model freeze tomorrow.
So Intel has no presentation for tomorrow until Intel reviews whatever Haibin is proposing inside the company.
I do not added a new type. I just missed the have. Types have many errors.
So, Victor, is this a bug fix or this is a new type?
Yes, maybe I think it's a bug fix. So
then we skip that. Don't discuss today. So bug fix is allowed after more.
Yeah. So I just want to confirm that we can do that. So Habib, maybe you can confirm with Alex about that, so we can have more clear. Is that your bug fix or adding new tabs about that?
Yes, it just means just bug fix. Okay.
Okay.
Right, and if we could get the recommendation or the comments put on the wiki for everyone to see, it'd be very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can move on to the PNF part.
Right.
Okay, so let me share my screen here. Can you pick multiple applications to show? Or do you have to show one at a time?
As far as I know, I have to give up on my presentations and I can take over. I've already done my part.
Right.
So just...
All right, let me get my email out of here. Hang on. Okay, so this is mostly a directional conversation, although I think that we ought to be able to apply these kinds of thoughts maybe to Casablanca, but it's more proposals for some end state thinking about modeling the PNF, basically modeling the network function and trying to exploit what is different about the PNF versus the VNF. So can you see my screen? I'm seeing the, okay.
Yeah, we can see it. Yeah,
all right. I do. So what we're trying to propose for going into Dublin is working with the overall community on a new internal model that is, you know, different from both of the current ones. So clearly this is something that we would have to evolve to. But and this is not a complete picture, but my goal here is to really just show some of the basic things where, you know, services are composed of resources and services and network functions and, you know, virtual links are types of resources, but not subclassing network function into VNFs or PNFs or allotted network functions. Instead, we exploit relationships or requirements of, you know, in Tosca, where we basically say, okay, if I'm a resource, and, you know, since a network function is a resource, I inherit this relationship. If I'm a network function that requires a providing service, then I am an allotted network function. If I am a network function that requires a, you know, purpose-built physical hardware device, then I am a physical network function. And if I have neither of those requirements, then I am a virtual network function. And this kind of modeling where we're at the data model level, we're not subclassing network function into VNFs or PNFs, et cetera, you will allow service designers in the future to construct services that say they need network functions that have certain capabilities, but the service provider could choose a PNF or a VNF, et cetera, as their network evolves. So that's sort of a directional way that we'd like to propose we think about during the Casablanca timeframe to see if we could work through a new internal model like this and set up an evolution path. But if we were to say that this has some merit, then what we would want to do is do our PNF modeling in such a way that we're not, at least at the data model, you know, maybe we have to do it for Casablanca. Maybe we need separate objects in Casablanca just because of where model freeze is. But we should at least be setting ourselves up at the information model level to come up with a network function superclass that does capture the things that are common between network VNFs, PNFs, et cetera. And that would allow us, you know, in the information model level, we could derive VNFs and PNFs, et cetera, from that network function definition. But when we get to the data model potentially of the future, we would clearly be able to identify in the data model where we're getting our network function from. And then, you know, having an implementation that might exploit some more of the, you know, Tosca requirements and capabilities, which would keep us open to this type of abstract resolution of network functions in the future.
Chesla, is your proposal on a wiki somewhere that you're showing right now?
Actually, I would like to post it on the wiki. This is something that I've got just for some internal review right now. But okay. I absolutely want to get it out on the wiki.
We would need to get this in before the model freeze on Thursday.
Right. I was working with the PNF use case subcommittee. And I needed to I needed to talk to basically the SDC PTL on this before necessarily putting this out there as a, you know, a possibility at all.
Just one question for clarification. So this class were based on the SDC 8 or based on on the wiki we have another information wiki page, right?
Right. This was based on the VNF. What I did was I took the VNF descriptor and I took all of its, you know, attributes basically. I then took the slide deck that was presented on the PNF model and tried to come up with a combined network function descriptor that is, you know, the represents a commonality between them.
And that makes perfect sense. I'm just worried it's not going to make the cutoff for release 3.
Well, so
it isn't, yeah.
We're probably not going to have time to do this in release 3. Because we, Chesla, is this something that you would be proposing as a change in IFA as well?
I hadn't even thought of that, Alex. I don't think my thinking had gone down that path.
It would be.
But I mean, I think it certainly makes sense, doesn't it, Andy? I mean,
yeah, yeah. I think
I agree. I agree. We just kind of had this discussion on a different call, and I suggested exactly the same thing that you are suggesting. So we want to kind of make sure that this gets into the core IFA model as well, because I think otherwise we're going to have a mess. So something for us to consider as well. Maybe.
Okay. I don't know that procedure, so I'll lean on you guys who do know it.
Yeah, we can help you with that.
So Jesse, what would be, the best strategy here? I mean, it sounds like folks don't find this objectionable. I mean, I think it kind of makes sense. And I think, from the industry perspective, we got so focused on this cool thing called VNFs that we kind of ran off without necessarily thinking.
Yeah, I'm just quickly looking in the IFA model. I see something called network function. Hang on a second. There's a network function class. So they already have it. You look at IFA 15.
IFA 15?
Yeah. If you look at the actual model that comes out of Papyrus and not the tables that they publish, they have it in the model.
Interesting. So they do have a superclass, basically?
Yes.
So at the info model level, they are deriving VNF and PNF from network function.
I haven't gone that far. I just looked to see that they have something called network function class. Hang on. Let me look at the diagram just a second.
If I understand correctly, from SE perspective, I don't think we have network function descriptor class.
No, they have a network function class. I'm just looking at the model.
You mean IFA 15? I don't remember. I don't remember they have. Because in IFA 14 or in IFA 11, we don't use network function descriptor. Separate that, for the node service descriptor and the VNF descriptor, and there's no parent class called network function descriptor.
Yeah, I'm not saying network function descriptor. I'm saying network function. They have a network function.
Yeah. We do have network function concept, but we don't have a class or a element. Something called like function descriptor.
Perhaps this is not necessarily the best, Jesse, are you seeing that the descriptors are derived from network function at all, or?
I wouldn't think they would be.
Okay.
The VNF and the PNF are derived from network function, but I'm not seeing.
Oh, so those are the instances?
Yeah, I'm not seeing a network function descriptor.
Because, it seemed like when I looked at the slide deck that was presenting the PNF and the class that was presenting the PNF descriptor and the class that was doing the VNF descriptor, there was a ton of overlap and it seemed.
Yeah, it looks like they only in the instance and not in the descriptors.
So this is a generic set of conventions that we kind of need to establish, and we need to decide whether or not descriptors need to contain exactly the same information as what we put in the instance class, right? Right now we have all sorts of things in the PNF D for proposal, for example, that have little to do with the generic definition that would be used at design time. Now that class can be extended and embellished with additional information at runtime and called something else, but that's also something we need to kind of figure out if we're going to have a pattern like that or not.
We've actually been doing some thinking about that.
So it's interesting they did it at the instance level and not at the descriptor. I'm going to ask them why.
Yeah.
So, Jessalyn, it would have been good if you were on that prior call, because the example that came up is how do you model the statement that PNFs, unlike VNFs, PNFs, instances, but PNFs in general, have correlation IDs and have geographic locations, but VNFs do not?
All right, and that's one of the things that we were thinking. Where's my... Did I close my part? No, there it is. This PNF device here is a node type that we were proposing to represent the physical component. And you could absolutely associate this PNF device with the geographical location that it is in, because that's the thing that you're going to install in the network in advance, you know, wire up, mm-hmm. right?
So I would argue also, Cheslin, I agree. So I would actually remove the P in front of it and say that there's either a physical server at a particular location or a PNF, you know, at a particular location. And we probably want to keep track of either of both, right? Because for predictive analytics, for just being able to understand what's going on with the physical infrastructure that's backing all these functions, in terms of telemetry and whatnot, we need to keep track of this stuff anyway.
So that's an interesting. So I think that's going to take us on a quite different path. The whole separation of concerns: should ONAP model a private cloud at some level of abstraction the same way it would model a VNF on a public cloud?
Well, we kind of already do, because in order to keep track of all the HPA related stuff, we already introduced at least some degree of modeling in the AAI of what happens inside a particular flavor, let's say.
A cloud instance, but not a compute host, specific compute host. See the PNF, you know, for PNF, you must know what device is generating heat. For a VNF, it might be sufficient just to know the HPA requirements of the thing that you're...
Well, we're also in Casablanca adding in telemetry for the platform for the physical devices as well. We're limiting that to whatever's in the flavors that contain HPA functions, but it doesn't have to be that way, right? So you can actually do predictive analytics and say, we see a CPU temperature rise, you know, and on this physical box, so let's move the VNFs off of it so that, you know, we don't experience the service outage.
Yeah, well, guys, I'm sorry for the interruption, but we got to the CPU temperature.
We have to move on, right?
And I guess that it's too small detail to discuss right now. We can definitely deliberate about it a bit later, okay? And right now we still have another topic to discuss, or at least to explain the way we see to model services. All right, so I'm taking over the presentation.
Yep. Thanks, folks. Yeah.
Tesla? Yeah. Okay.
That was my first chair, so I was learning what I was doing.
Not so scary. Just like these are important topics, while Anatoly is bringing up whatever we're supposed to talk about next, we should somehow find one forum in which we can discuss it all.
I think that makes sense because we need PNF and VNF people to participate, right?
Yes.
And a lot of resource, perhaps?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll need to many people from many groups to attend these talks. Right now, we only have some in a nutshell.
Well, I'm suggesting we have a dedicated discussion, Anatoly, because clearly we're not getting anywhere with anything deep here.
Yeah, absolutely. But still, you know, services is kind of cornerstone of our modeling, and we still have some serious debts to this kind of modeling. So at least overview would be definitely good to have right now. So the ONOC internal model for service, I emphasize its internal model and its target model. The model I'm going to present here, it's just a proposal. It is not yet something that takes place currently in the existing model. No matter how you call this part, VFC or ECOM, it is still not there, but we need to understand the way we are going in the future to model services. So here is how I see the requirements. Okay, I so far we used to see the requirements in the terms of use cases, very specific use cases, and I tried to generify these requirements in something use case agnostics, try to speak only modeling language. So the service model, and again, you are all invited to correct me if I say anything wrong, we will have most likely different kind of services, different in the terms of complexity. We will want to model what's called simple services or standalone services, services which are only composed of VNFs, do not make any use of other services, and as good for deployment as is, for deployment, instantiation, and using. And we also want to progress to towards more complex services. And when we say complex, we mean that services may use other services, and use means actually various ways of using. We can think of embedding of a way of use a service. This is when a higher level service would just embed a smaller service and get some absolutely exclusive rights over its life cycle, including instantiation and uninstantiation, totally ownership. And we also have to think of another way to reuse services inside other services is, let's call it sharing. Maybe you suggest a better name. It is when a service makes use of another service which is outside of its deployment. It's an external service. It is in some sense independent of the complex services. But so it is actually kind of aggregation, reference, usage. But we need to understand that usage does not come for free. Any usage of an external service actually takes share of capacities of that external service. So for this reason, I just use sharing here. And this use
that, case, yeah. I'm sorry. So the first one, the embedding is a service using a dedicated service instance. And sharing is sharing a service, sharing a service instance with other higher order services instances.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a lot of resources sharing, right?
No, sharing is a lot of resources. Yes, but sharing I will get to the point. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Another requirement we did not hear it so far, not many times at least, is a requirement to support abstractions of resources. Abstractions in the sense that during the design times, the service designer may want to leave unspecified some implementation details of some functional blocks within the service. And when I say functional blocks, I mean both resources like VNFs and networking components like VLs. Just leave them unspecified, unimplemented. under-implemented, let's call it this way, and let the orchestrator, for example, to decide about the fulfillment, the most appropriate fulfillment of these abstractions during runtime. We also want to allow for a recursive orchestration. It's actually when an orchestrator would be able to take a service to understand that it is composed of multiple layers, and we want the orchestrator to have enough information to strip, to understand these layers, to strip these layers one by one, and for each layer to decide whether this specific orchestrator is able to orchestrate this specific layer by its own, or maybe just starting from some specific layer, it could delegate the orchestration to some downstream, to another orchestrator, to either outside, maybe another orchestrator within ONAP, maybe to some external orchestrator, or maybe some cloud-oriented orchestrator. This is how I understand the demand for recursive orchestration. So given all that, we can, you know, not yet, okay? One thing we still have to do, I think it could be a good thing to do, to explain the current process of making services in ONAP, because it may be not obvious for anyone here, especially for those with Etsy background. In the ONAP architecture, constructing services, designing services, composing services, it's not a function of the orchestrator. We have a totally different piece of functionality within the ONAP architecture. It's called SDC. And SDC is a component which is responsible for making services. Components of smaller, let's call scope, functionality like VNFs, they are getting into the system by onboarding. But for services, the process of making is very, very different.
You mean designing them, right?
We're composing, we're drawing them. This is a process in UI.
Yeah, but let's be very precise. Making is kind of generic, right?
Right.
You're designing them in SDC, but they get instantiated elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. As obvious as it can sound for those with the you know SDC background, it turns out to be much less obvious for people who just did not come across so far this SDC and usually used to work with Etsy Mono architecture so far. So this slide, you will just review it later. It just captures the general principles of how SDC creates things. This slide is important just for one point of this proposal, is that the services objects get into the ONAP system not by onboarding, but by SDC during this creation. And now getting to the details of this proposal. I will start. Yeah, Alex, anything?
No, I'm just...
Okay. So it just makes sense to start with the simplest.
I guess one... Yeah. I'm sorry, Angela, one thing. So there's nothing that precludes us from having, from a vendor selling a packaged set of VNFs as a service and onboarding the service itself. I'm guessing right there. I mean, you're talking about just in the typical case, resources are onboarded and services are designed, right?
Yeah, but again, onboarded services, as far as I know, they are not requirements for Casablanca, and they are not even planned to be a requirement for Dublin. Maybe I'm wrong, but that was my assumption at the beginning.
Anatoly? Yep. There is a general discussion about moving services from one system to another, but that's internal service from SDC to another SDC, not importing external services altogether.
There is, so this becomes, let me just, as a quick aside, for another topic, we need to define what is the scope of a resource, because there are some who define a resource, a VNF, as being, its footprint is being in a single cloud instance, like a single data center. And so therefore the question is, well, what do you do when a vendor has geographically diverse thing they want to sell you? There are some people who call that a service. And we need to discuss that post Casablanca, post Dublin, but we need to define what is the footprint of a VNF.
Just in terms of input, we should not be precluding that from happening anyway. I mean, sooner or later, if you want to have, you know, interoperability and portability between things, having a service definition that we can all agree on will be a good thing, right? In fact, we kind of already have one.
Yeah,
it's called, it's part of the IFA specs and the SOL specs.
I'm sorry, I had to jump in with that. So I would say that the IFA SOL spec for network service is not what ONAP would call a service.
I can tell that the ONAP definition for a service, the ONAP modeling of a service, we see it as a superset of the ETSI, of how ETSI sees networking service or any service modeled. It is aligned, or at least that's the way we wanted to create it. It is aligned with the requirements for of ETSI, for the networking service, but that allows for more things to happen.
I don't think that's going to be possible. So if by that, Anatoly, you mean that inside the ONAP service definition, there is a concept of what ETSI calls a network service, such that the ONAP service and somehow wraps the ETSI service, network service, I would like to see how that would be possible. Because to me, they're sort of like orthogonal concepts. But
okay, Gil, let's have this discussion at some point later on. I have like 12 minutes left on this meeting. I want to cover this proposal right now. So starting with a simple service model, what I am presenting you right now, it is very close to the current state of art within ONAP, with some points made more clear. And again, I believe that this simple service model is very much aligned with what Mao Peng presented as a wish list for the NS model, the last talk. So every time, let's just remind you, okay, let's say I'm a service designer, I'm working with this DC UI, I decided to create a service, so I open the service UI, I work in this graphical user interface, I choose resources available for this kind of service. I bring them down to the canvas. I modify their properties, connect all these manual work or creative work of service designer. At some point, the designer decides that, okay, he's good for today. It's done and presses save or maybe submits the service for certification and distribution. And at this point, SDC generates the model for the service, which is able to be distributed then to the downstream ONAP component. And this model actually includes many things. It is not a right way to describe the service model as only a node type, okay? Because the service model is much more than ONAP type. In addition to the node type, it also includes some kind of conventions and understandings of what other stuff which is applied to this type and goes on to the downstream components. So again, for every service, I mean for every specific single service that a service designer creates and saves, SDC ONAP actually creates, first thing, a Tosca topology. Everything internal for this service, all the nodes, all the resources, all the relationships between these resources, policies that is which are going to be applied to these resources, some groups that make some combinations of these resources and make convenient targets for policies. All this is captured by Tosca topologies, by Tosca topology, which is specific for this specific service. In addition to this topology, SDC generates a node type. This is not just any node type, it has some rules to follow. First, this type will be based, will derive from the abstract ONAP nodes service type. On the ONAP wiki, I added, I added recently the Tosca definition for this type. Nothing genius about it. It is actually very almost empty node type for now. It does not have any specific capabilities, any specific requirements. Some very generic properties to capture generic ONAP stuff. But we still need to have something in common between all services generated by SDC. In the future, when we will provide Tosca native support for Tosca interfaces, this node type, this service node type, will also host some service level interfaces, and so on and so on. The specific service node type, not the base one, the specific service, the one which is created for this service that the service designer just done working on, will extend the base ONAP service type with extra properties and attributes and capabilities and requirements, which are again specific for this given service. And they will be very, very different from service to service. Another key part of this modeling proposal is a substitution mapping between the topology part and the node type. Again, the substitution mapping is Tosca construct. It will be found in this topology part. And it will also mention this node type as a substitute. It will provide very special mappings from the capabilities requirements of this external type onto to the internal nodes. Okay, right now SDC just blindly copies everything that unfulfilled requirements, capabilities, we just stay unused within topology and just copies them outside along with substitution mapping. In the future, we maybe it could be a good idea to give the designer more control of the substitution mapping. Maybe just as designer should have some freedom to decide whether this capability is going to be mapped or that requirement just stays unmapped and so on and so on. In addition to the capabilities and the requirements in the C today, and it will also need to be able tomorrow, just some future releases, to provide mappings of properties to the inputs. This part is not...
A quick question. If I'm designing all this in a visual way, I'm actually connecting things together that I know about, right? So how it's represented behind the scenes through substitution mappings or by other means is not really that relevant, right? Because we're not expecting, we're expecting anyone to actually edit the, you know, write raw Tosca templates for services, or are we expecting people to use the tools?
It would be tools that generate valid Tosca, okay? But it will not be some freehand Tosca with without any. It will be profiled Tosca generated by tools.
But I could potentially do it by hand as well if I understood what the format was.
That's the motivation. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. And again, I just want to emphasize that, for example, for this part of mapping between properties and inputs, Tosca, the current editions of Tosca, do not provide, you know, standard means of substitution mappings, and we will need to find an extension. Actually, ONAP SDC today provides a kind of extension by naming convention, but I will cover it a little bit later. Well, once we have a model for a simple service, the embedded service can be modeled in a very similar uniform way. Actually, it starts exactly the same way as a simple model. And the only difference between the embedded service and the like standalone service is that the embedding service will have a topology. Okay. Prakash, I'm sorry, I have to mute you. Yeah. Right now the complex service will, its topology will include nodes of service types for the embedded services. So Tosca wise, it is valid Tosca. The ONAP orchestrator will be able to look at the node, understand that it's not just a VNF, it's another service, and it can just look into the topology of this next service. And this way we provide for the recursive orchestration.
So make sure I'm following. So Anatoly, I think what you're saying, so it seems to me that the choice is, in order for services to use other services, we either need to wrap our resources as services or wrap our services as resources. And I think you're proposing that on your prior slide that every resource would be modeled as a service. Is that what you're proposing? And therefore, even a service looks like a service because all resources are wrapped as services?
Gil, I guess it's, no, I don't think okay. You're it right. Okay, for the embedded services, for the embedding model of making complex services, the way to do it would be to have a resource which is actually a service. So the question whether it's a service or a resource, it's not that relevant. It is both.
But Tosca already has a notion of containment, Anatoly, right? So you could argue that you can use the containment tree as a way of signifying, you know, more complex compositions of services, right?
Yes, and I make use of this
Tosca. Okay, I just want to make sure we're not inventing something completely different, because between the meta model and the containment structure, we should be able to model just about anything of any complexity.
And what do you mean exactly? For example,
you can use recursion. Tosca uses recursion in some ways to model DAGs of services, right? Where services composed of other things. We could do something similar here, right?
We do not similar. We do exactly the same here. So maybe accidentally I just put only two levels of inclusion here, but we can just get on, move on, and provide more and more. Just drill deeper. So it's absolutely Tosca way to model things.
Okay.
Now the models for ETLs, for example, being used inside services, we suggest that this model will be based on exactly the same node type, VL, as it is, for example, for the VLs used inside VNFs to interconnect VNF level resources, for example, VNF level components. This is kind of unlike the way the Etsy world or Mao Peng proposed to model VLs as far as I remember, they suggested to have different node types for the ZVLs at each level of containment. And we feel that exactly the same type may serve different levels of VL modeling here. Same goes for the connection points.
Can you go back to slide 4, Anatoly? I want to make sure I'm following your proposal. So a node type in number 2, that is describing the resource nodes within the service, or that's describing the service node type itself?
No, this is the service node type itself. And okay. This is the type to be used, for example, in a higher level services. For embedding.
Simple case, so there is a different node type for the resources which comprise the service in the simple case?
Excuse me? Can I just come again?
Is there what are the associations, I guess? Is it a service node type which would have associations with resource node types, network function node types, like in Justin's proposal?
No, it's not association. It's not association, meaning it's not capability requirements based associations. They're not at the same level. In this model, service is a container and resources of the server are a contained element.
And,
So this node type is actually an external, let's call it interface part, okay? Just some, you know, unfortunate collision with Tosca interface. It's a different type of interface.
So in your slide 5, is that also containment for the complex?
But for example, in this, you see my cursor right now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This green S, okay, is actually a node template of type which is, you know, this type generated for this embedded service. Actually,
which one is the parent? Which one is the child in this diagram?
Okay, this one is a parent, and this one is a child. So the parent will have its own node type. It may stay, you know, unused for a while. Okay, and the child also has its node type, and this node type is used for typing node templates within the container service. But again, the generation logic of SDC stays exactly the same for every layer of the server service inclusion.
So the top level green S service, it's comprised of two resources, an R and an AR. And a third thing, which is the service to the right. Is that correct? If I were to decompose that green service, I would get three things out of it, or?
If you decompose the green thing, you will get another topology of the embedded service. You will have a topology within the same file with a Tosca topology within the same CSER, and this topology makes substitution mapping on this type. You will also find the type definition for this one. And this type definition will be based on the ONAP node service. Okay, actually, for like this two-layer service, inside the CSER, you will find two types and two topologies. One type will be for the external service. Another type will be for the internal service. And this internal service type will be used to type the templates inside the external service topology. I hope I did not confuse you even more. Well, I guess that I need to provide some more examples here, and I will definitely do on the wiki pages. And just, you know, as a glimpse for another kind of reuse of services inside services, is a service which is a share of an external service, and the consuming service does not own that external service, only takes share of it. This case is not yet explained here. I only wanted to know that this red one, this AR, stands for the future explanation. So this kind of complex service will be modeled through allotted resource construct. And again, the community will need, you know, more explanation about it. We will provide it. And for the question, whether this slide deck on Wiki, not yet. It will be in 10 minutes after this call. Any questions? Okay, so we are good, I guess. Again, see you all tomorrow for the discussion of the model freeze. Just some overview of the model for Casablanca. I believe we may not anticipate some major changes in the both part of our internal model. See you all tomorrow.
Thanks, Anatoly.
Yeah. See you.